Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. One of my heroes of all time, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She is one of the major small business movers and shakers. Pound for pound, though, she and her organization do more for you and me inside the Beltway than anybody else in the world. She's tireless. She's a hero. When she speaks, Washington listens, and she's recently had more than one opportunity to be at the right hand, maybe it was the left hand, I've forgotten, of President Trump when he was doing some of those things for small business. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be with you today.
It's good to have you back. And so congratulations on all the great success. We're going to talk about the tax bill in just a little bit.
Sure.
But this segment, I want you to give us a report on where things are with regulations. I've been telling the audience about some of the things that have been going on. Our buddy Wayne Cruz, our mutual friend Wayne Cruz, has been giving us some reports. From your perspective, what do you see the regulatory state?
Oh, my gosh, Jim. It's just like night and day. And, I firmly believe that, you know, 2017, the economic growth that we're seeing, the strengthening in the economy, the optimism in the business community is largely been driven by just the paring back of regulation, not having to look over your shoulder and seeing what Washington is going to do with you next. Being able to look forward and actually work in your business and
just
plan.
Just the sentiment turned us around, I think.
No, it did. When sitting next to the president, that's what we told him. We just said, look at this regulatory thing. Has just been amazing for our economy. And actually last week, Jim, I mean, you saw the optic. He had that event at the White House. He's cutting the red tape. His goal was to, for every new regulation, get two off the books. Well, actually, when you look at the progress over the last year, it's been for every one regulation being proposed, 22 have actually been taken off the books.
Well, you know, I think I told you our buddy Wayne went over to the register in May. He said, Jim, there's nothing there.
So this is the true test, Jim.
This is on the heels of 3 years of record regulations. He said, there's nothing here.
Well, this is the true test. People like Wayne and I, we always say, we want to be put out of business,
right?
In terms of what we're doing.
Like a dentist telling you to brush your teeth, right?
Yes, exactly. And so Wayne, you know, now he's sort of like, you know, sitting there,
he's twiddling his fingers on the desk.
But no, there's still
he's the Maytag. You want to be the Maytag repairman, right?
I think the big thing, Jim, is, you know, looking forward, and, you know, there's a lot of progress being made on that front, but we need to embed and to institutionalize sort of all the regulatory changes moving forward.
Right.
And that means process reform, making sure that the Administrative Procedures Act and all these things that haven't been updated for 50 years or more, that we're actually changing how regulations are made in the future. So if there's a change in administration, they're doing cost-benefit analysis.
Right.
They're reaching out to the small business community,
giving
us a voice.
One that Wayne will tell you, one that I've been proposing for a long time, which President Trump has come close to doing. And that is what I've been saying for 20 years is I want every regulation to have a five-year life. It sunsets in 5 years, and it has to be renewed.
Absolutely. And, you know, we
otherwise it dies.
Well, and we've seen, Jim, with how quickly the economy changes and how business model changes, that's really important for regulators to do.
Well, the thing, it makes sense. This is not just me being mad at regulations. It makes sense. Regulations are put in play for a reason. Those reasons don't always last. If they last, then renew the thing. If they don't last, then do away with it. One example would be the alternative minimum tax. The alternative minimum tax was put into play because of the loopholes that were left from the Tax Reform Act of 86. Well, guess what? Those loopholes have been gone for 30 years, and the AMT is still there.
Yeah, that was just done for five or six taxpayers, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, Jim. I tell you another groundbreaking thing that we want done is that, you know, before regulators actually propose something, they actually have to put out a needs assessment to see if the marketplace is actually broken.
Right.
And at that very first step, actually seek public input. and from the small business community, as opposed to doing it afterwards,
right,
and sort of moving the process down the road.
Well, or also we need to follow the regulators, because sometimes the way they promulgate the laws aren't what the law intended in the beginning.
Right. You know, and all this, it's accountability, transparency,
yep,
common sense. That's all small businesses want out of the system.
That's
and there's some
want.
Really, really good legislation that actually passed the House and moves to the Senate that we hope to get the president's desk.
And nobody has pushed that ball farther down the road and over the goal line than our good friend Karen Kerrigan. And we are so grateful.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.